This is Joe Loria interviewing Carol Eckert at her studio at home in Tempe, Arizona on Monday, June 18th for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, disc number 1. So Carol, could you pronounce your name for us?
Carol Eckert.
When and where were you born?
North Carolina in 1945.
And how did you come to live in Tempe, Arizona from being out there in the southeast?
I came here to go to school at ASU, Arizona State University.
This is recording, it's okay. And you came here from, at some point in one of the articles it said you lived in New York?
As a small child, I did, yes. We lived in the Bronx. So when I was little, I had something of a Southern accent with overlays of Bronx on top of it.
And your heritage is Scandinavian?
Mixed up, Scandinavian, Irish, and English.
Were your parents first-generation immigrants or second-generation?
Second-generation. It was, by and large, my grandparents who came here from other countries.
And do you think that you gravitated towards the arts? I know that you studied painting first at Arizona State University. Was there anything in your childhood that would lead you to this career choice?
Well, my parents didn't have any kind of backgrounds in art, but I was one of those kids who was always making things. So I made dolls and doll clothes, and I did spool knitting and potholder weaving. I drew a lot. So, and it was the 50s, so it was the era of coloring books and paint by number paintings. So I did a lot of both of those things. I never thought of myself as particularly good at those things. I colored really hard. I didn't stay in the lines, and I mixed up the colors on the paint by numbers and didn't pay attention to the outlines. So I never thought of myself as a child who was good at art. Also, I couldn't draw horses, which seemed to be a benchmark of being good in art when you're little. And I thought the people who were good at art were the ones who were neat and followed the rules, which wasn't me. But I did have, my mom always valued the things I made. She was one of those moms who saved all the little projects she brought home from school and used them. So I guess what I did think of myself as being good at was reading and writing. So I made books and I read constantly. Saturdays was library day, so I'd come home every Saturday with a big stack of books, and I spent hours stretched out on my bed immersed in storybooks.
At some point, you say in the pieces that have been written about you by other writers that it was this reading that brought you to the place of wanting to fabricate and visualize myths in your work. Do you want to talk a little bit about what kind of stories that you try to tell about in your weavings?
Well, I do work a lot with mythology and legends now. And when I was a child, it was fairy tales. I was fascinated by fairy tales, the stories like Baba Yaga and the Peter and the Wolf. So I think that early interest sort of stayed as part of my being, and it's an interest that's continued. So I'm still reading a lot of mythology. I have a lot of books in the studio, and I've been in this studio for a long time, and actually later in the summer I'm going to move to the front room, which is a little bigger. And I've resisted because I like the view out the window in this studio, but the main problem I have is I need more room for books, so I'm forced to make a move to a larger space.
And I get the impression that the legends and the myths that you are most drawn to tend to be of other cultures.
Well, I think I love the stories and myths from a whole variety of cultures, and one of the things I love about mythology is the universalness of it.